Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Elena Clancy, and she's the director of the Audubon County Hospital Foundation. Good morning to you, Elena.
Good morning.
Elena, you have a fundraiser coming up here on tomorrow, I believe, and we're going to talk about that right now, and then we're going to talk a little more about you and the foundation. So what's this fundraiser?
Yes, the fundraiser is a masquerade jewelry fair. And it's going to take place Friday, March 22nd at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. And it's going to be in the administration hallway. That's different from past years where it has been upstairs. So this year it's on the main floor. And if you just enter through the doors that say administration and foundation, or ask the beautiful ladies in the front office how to get there, they'll give you directions on how to find us.
Okay. What do we expect to see?
You will see everything. You're going to see necklaces and rings and watches and bracelets and scarves and purses, and everything is going to be $5.
Wow. That's
quite a deal.
Yes, it is. You don't have to look for the price. Just everything is
$5. Everything is $5.
It sounds like that would be a kind of a good gift selection time also.
It is. It's a perfect gift. If you stock up now, you can kind of disperse them throughout the year, or great prom jewelry, wedding jewelry for your wedding party. Those add up real quick, but, you know, if you do it here, it saves you a little bit of money. So
you bet. And I've been looking, you know, at fashion, and I tell you, jewelry is in big, heavy, lots of jewelry, you know, whatever kind of fits your style, lots of bracelets at the same time, lots of opportunity to be stylish and have fun with jewelry.
That's exactly right. And do it at a very affordable price while supporting a great cause.
Yeah.
So it works out great.
You bet. Elena, you said supporting a good cause. Let's talk a little bit about this. This is a fundraiser for the foundation. So what does this money go for ultimately?
The money will ultimately go towards supporting the mission of the foundation, which is to continue keeping quality health care local and close to home for the residents of Audubon County and surrounding areas. Specifically this year, one of our main projects that we're supporting is to purchase an Ecentron machine, which is a rehabilitation machine to help strengthen patients' muscles as they go through the rehabilitation process.
So I'm thinking over time, like other foundations that you have purchased, the foundation has purchased a number of pieces of equipment or other kinds of technology that helps to keep the Audubon County Hospital up to date.
Correct. There have been lots of purchases in the past, everything from mammography machines, a mini C-arm for the radiology department. We've actually helped support the renovation project for the outpatient clinic as well. So it's everything from equipment to just helping update the facility. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's wonderful. I'm thinking most hospitals have some kind of foundation that makes all that possible because, as you said, you want people in the area to be able to come to the hospital and get good treatment and good care. So this is a part of it.
Quality treatment close to home is the goal.
Yes, so. Yes. Let's look a little ahead because you also have some other fundraisers during the year that are kind of fun. And you've got, I don't know if you have the exact dates, but I know you have a couple of things planned here in the future.
Yes. Coming up then, we have, the jewelry fair is Friday from 9 to 4. And then we have a book fair on,
book fair is another fundraiser.
Yep, the book fair will be in May, and then we will do the foundation golf tournament on July 28th here in Audubon at the golf course. And then, again, we will do a scrubs fair at the end of August, and that it's kind of a great opportunity for the staff to be able to purchase their uniforms right there on site. And then again, we take a little bit of profit back to help support the hospital. Mm-hmm. And then we always have our fall dance with the Wailing Big Band as the entertainment. And we have another jewelry fair in October. So if you can't come on Friday, you can come again in October. So those are the big events for the rest of the year. So
yes, there's something there for outside with the golf tournament, and then later if you enjoy big band music, whether you can get up and dance or you just want to come listen, that's a a big band thing that I know a lot of people have really, really enjoyed just coming and participating in that. So you kind of give a variety of things there for people to do for your
fundraising.
You
really do.
Yes. Now, Elena, your name, I think, is a little new to the area. How long have you had your job with the foundation?
It is. I'm very new. I've been on board with the foundation for about 6 weeks now. I've lived in Audubon for about 6 months, but I'm not new to the area. I covered this area with my previous job. Just working this closely with the residents of Audubon County is a little bit new to me, but like I said, not new to the area. I grew up in Helber and went to school in Carroll, so I understand, you know, small town. That's what I love. That's my passion. So I feel right at home here.
So how did you get to this point? You know, you went to school, high school in Carroll. Kind of what happened after that?
Well, I took a roundabout way of making it through college, but I ended up graduating from Buena Vista University in the winter of 2010. And then I worked for Region 12 Council of Governments as the DCAT and Community Partnerships for Protecting Children coordinator until just recently. So,
and now you're settling down, I think.
Yes, I am.
You have I don't know if you want to announce this on the radio, but I know you have some big personal plans coming up here pretty soon.
Yes, in about 3.5 weeks, I will be getting married.
Whoa.
So it's coming up very quickly. So that's another reason that brought me to Audubon. So my fiance is a native from Audubon, and so he, you know, we discussed it and we moved back here not too long ago.
Okay,
so
that's pretty exciting for you, but also very exciting for the community, I think, to have two young people say this is where we want to live and work and contribute to the community, because you're doing good stuff for the community.
Yes, it's a great community, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. So, and like you said, you know, and to be able to give back and contribute, it's what I've always wanted to do. So I grew up with the mentality that you give back to wherever you decide to settle, and everything kind of worked out and fell right into place for me, luckily. So
that's all, as you say, coming back. Sometimes that pays off. So did you, in high school, were you a sports buff? Did you have some hobbies that you like to take care of?
I was very active in 4-H, and I was active in the music department and with the drama department, not so much the sports department, but that's okay. I mean, I played intramurals and I played for fun, but I kept very busy in high school. So,
well, and of course, I have a little prejudiced, or when you say you're a 4-H member, I'm thinking, oh yeah, she's a 4-H member. She knows about community service and all those leadership and all those kind of good things. I got to put
that's
my little
exactly right. That's
in.
Where it all stemmed from.
Yes,
yep, that's exactly right.
So, okay, so Elena, let's remind people about this fundraiser that's happening on Friday the 22nd.
Correct, Friday the 22nd at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital in the Administration and Foundation hallway. We will be set up about 9 a.m., and we will go until 4 p.m. or until the last customer gets checked out and all the way through.
All right.
Everything is $5.
Yeah, bring your $20 bills and let them count up, because
that's exactly right.
Going to a good cause, so it could be really, really fun. And I'm thinking this would be a kind of a good girls' day out. They could come and shop for jewelry, have a little lunch, and visit, and that would be even more fun to have a group come and spend their time there.
We would greatly appreciate that if they could do that. Yes.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you very much, Elena Clancy, who's the director for the Audubon County Hospital Foundation, for being with us this morning.
All right. Thank you.
Until next time, here's a thought. We can't be happy if the things we believe in are different than the things we do.